Welcome to week 5, video 4, forgiveness. This video is all about how we as individuals can make that choice to forgive our spouse. And before we start, I'm going to read a definition that you have on your worksheets of what forgiveness is. And that is a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person or group who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. See, as we work through this module together, and as we work through this video together, forgiveness is a big piece of it. It's a choice that you and I have to make almost sometimes on a daily basis to allow that which has harmed us to be let go. Because I'll tell you, if you don't, and I've been in a place in my own life where forgiveness wasn't something I was willing or even choosing to let go of. It started to harbor a lot of resentment. It started to harbor anger, dissatisfaction in the marriage, you know, things of that nature that start to boil to the top. Every little thing that Elisa would do or could do and I wouldn't forgive her would just add another stone on top of me, which weighed me down. As we work through this worksheet, though, I want you to really think about how you are going to be able to choose and make that choice on a daily basis to forgive your spouse. Now, it's not about, forgiveness isn't about what the other person deserves. It's about you allowing yourself to let go of what has happened to you, what has harmed you.
Such a good point, because a lot of times the explanation that we get from people when we say, well, why haven't you forgiven your spouse? It's, well, they don't deserve it. And that's exactly the point. Forgiveness is not, and I want to be very clear with this, forgiveness is not giving permission for this person to justify their actions, right? It's not saying, well, it's okay what you did to me. Forgiveness is not giving them permission to do it again. Right? A lot of times people say, well, I don't want to forgive because that's just saying it's okay. It's not. Whatever somebody, and you know, and we know the couples that we work with, and you know, some of the things that you need to forgive include infidelity. Right. They include abuse. They include financial irresponsibility. Right? And these are some of the big ones. And there's all the little lies that have come, the broken trust, the hurtful things that have been said. I mean, these are all different things that you need to forgive. And would you be justified in holding on to your unforgiveness? Society would tell you yes. And yet, as you're building your spiritual intimacy, forgiveness is a vital component of what that looks like. So as we're going through these questions, I want you to just think about, you know, where you are right now as you're starting to watch this video. What is it that you've been holding on to?
Right. And I was going to say, as you go through this, it may be even in the margins, what are some of those things that you do need to start forgiving your spouse for?
Absolutely. So the first question is, who in your life do you feel the need to forgive? Now, obviously, we're working through Rescue My Marriage today. So one of those people may be your spouse, but there may actually be people outside of your marriage that, because you've been holding on to that spirit of unforgiveness, that it's actually still impacting your marriage. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's things that your parents have said. Maybe it's things that your friends have done.
In-laws,
you know, all of these other people that you were going to actually be talking about in Module 7, those people that didn't take your vows,
Right. There
may be unforgiveness there that you need to release. And we're going to be working through on this sheet in order to be able to do that. So the question, first question is, who do you need to feel the need to forgive?
Mm-hmm.
Question number two, because, you know, it kind of goes without saying that you need to acknowledge what you need to forgive them for.
And in this area, you know, Elisa brought it up. There could be things that you've harbored and have unforgiveness for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really that time to be honest and truthful with yourself. You know, taking off the mask, taking down the walls, and really digging into those little things, and it can be little or big, that you haven't forgiven your spouse for. Because every single one of those, if we don't start unturning them, you're going to still start falling back to them. You're going to keep going back to that. So in question number two, really think about all the things that you really just need to lay down at the feet of Jesus and say, I forgive my spouse for.
Mm-hmm. Question number three, why has it been hard for you to choose to forgive them? Mm-hmm. You know, for some of you, maybe it's you've seen the behavior repeated mm-hmm. time and time again. Maybe you feel like this is an unforgivable offense. And that's, you know, that's why you've been holding on to it. Maybe you've been waiting for them to say, I'm sorry, or please forgive me, or you've been waiting for them to take that personal accountability. I will tell you that there have been people in my life that I have forgiven, including Tony, in certain areas of our marriage where they never asked for forgiveness. They never told me, I'm sorry, Alisa, for hurting you. Some of these people don't even know that they hurt me. And because I was the one holding on to that wrong, it was impacting my life and my marriage. And so that's why you need to figure out for yourself why it's been hard for you to forgive them.
And another reason maybe too is that you don't even want to think about it anymore. Mm. So you've taken this issue that has happened to you, and instead of revealing it, bringing it to the light, bringing it to the surface, you've basically put it in a box, locked it, thrown away the key, and just stuffed it away. And by doing that, you think that it's gone and it doesn't impact you anymore. And so that might be a reason why why it's been hard to choose forgiveness, because it's been locked away, mm-hmm. right? It's been locked away and it doesn't bother you, right? Because you don't have to think about it. It doesn't come up anymore. So why even talk about it? It may be one of those that has been down there for so long that it really needs to start rising to the surface so you can be set free.
And the truth is, you may be thinking that it doesn't bother you, but it is impacting you.
Yeah.
Anytime we have unforgiveness in our life, it definitely impacts us.
Yeah.
Question number four, what have you truly gained by holding on to unforgiveness? Now, this is where you need to dig through and go, what have I gained? You know, have you gained, and I'm going to ask you point blank, have you gained a sense of peace about the situation? Have you gained, you know, righteousness over this other person? The truth is that I'm going to challenge you to actually think if you have gained anything, because the next question is, what have you lost mm-hmm. by holding on to unforgiveness? Have you lost connection with your spouse? Have you lost time where the two of you could be doing things together because you're just like, well, I'm going to hold on to that wrong? Have you lost the ability to have kind words in your marriage? Have mm-hmm. you lost the ability to set an example for your children of what life and love and forgiveness looks like? You know, a lot of people think they gain by holding on to their unforgiveness. They because we feel so justified in our society, they feel like, well, I can hold on to this and this is going to just be the way it is. And yet, because of that bitterness and because of that resentment, most people, and I'd love to say all here, but one of you is going to like be like, well, not me, Alisa. So I'm going to say 99.99% of the people lose so much more than they gain by holding on to unforgiveness.
Yeah.
And as we move into the second half of this worksheet, you know, we've been talking in this first half about all of the things that you need to forgive somebody else for, be it your spouse, be it other people who aren't in your marriage. But the second half of this worksheet is really going to delve into you. Because I know I speak for myself and, you know, obviously being with Tony for almost 22 years now, there have been things that we have done that have influenced our marriage that it took a long time for us to forgive ourselves for. Right, decisions that we made that you know, the other one, like I would extend forgiveness to Tony, but he had to forgive himself for. Right, so we're gonna be talking about you. So the first question is, what do you need to forgive yourself for? What decisions have you mm-hmm. made in your marriage that you're still beating yourself up about? That you're still carrying, you know, Tony talked about the weight of unforgiveness a few minutes ago and just those rocks and literally just kind of, you know, shrinking down. You know, that's what your own personal unforgiveness does to you. It weighs you down. So what are those things that you need to forgive yourself for? Mm-hmm.
And as you think about these too, again, this is a heavy topic. It's a heavy subject. And so as you're going through this, take time. Mm-hmm. You may not sit down in one sitting and write it all down. You may need to take a sitting or two or three to really dive through each one of these and really open them up and really think about them. So give yourself permission to be able to come back to this when you need to.
Absolutely. The seventh question is, what has kept you from forgiving yourself? You know, very much like when we were talking about other people, you know, has it been your justification? Has it been your righteousness? Has it been all of these other things? For yourself, is it guilt? Right? I feel so guilty. There's no way I could forgive myself. Is it your spouse keeps bringing it up? Right? It's that never-ending mistake that you made. It's that never-ending bad decision that every time something happens in the marriage, it literally like flies in your face again. Right? Is that why you know, what has kept you? Because a lot of times when we need to forgive ourselves, it's that what's holding me back from doing that in my own life.
And having talked to a lot of men, one of the big things that they can't forgive themselves for is their past, what they've done in the past. And I'll tell you, more times than not, I'll come and see one of these guys, and I'll see him in an event, or I'll see them in a different place where I don't know their past. I don't even know who they are, really. They may be on a team of mine, and I just get to know them through those circumstances that we're working in. And it's during those times that I get to impart some really sage words, I would say, into their life. Because here's the thing, your past is your past. And me, I don't know it. I see people who come up, who take a leadership role, who rise up, and they need to know, and I want you to know that what has happened in your past is happened. Where you are today, I see you guys as folks who have stood up, who've raised your hand to say, I'm going to take my life in a different path. I'm here raising my hand. I'm going through these modules, you know, each and every week, you know, each and every day. I'm going through them with my spouse. And through that, you're becoming a leader in your household. You're becoming, you're changing, you're taking action. And so usually it's somebody else looking at you who doesn't even know you to say, you know what, your past, your past. Forgive that. Let it go. Put the line in the sand and move forward.
And that leads into the final question, which is, do you think that you're worthy of forgiveness?
Yes.
Why or why not?
You are.
And the truth is that this is really a stumbling block for a lot of people. Many of you watching this video don't feel that you're worthy of forgiveness. And this has been a question that I've used with my coaching clients for years. Because a lot of times when there's this stumbling block, when there's this repeated pain that they keep hitting up against, and we get into this issue of forgiveness, a lot of people don't feel that they're worthy of forgiveness. And if there's nothing else that you take out of this video, it's that you absolutely are worthy of forgiveness.
You are.
You know, as we stand here, as we are sharing all about spiritual intimacy and faith and marriage, you most definitely need to know that your sins have been forgiven. Jesus hung on that cross, not for everybody else's sins except for yours, but for your sins as well. He took them all and said, you know what? It's not going to matter how big or how small your sin is. I'm going to take every single one of them so that you can be connected to God the Father, so that I can bridge that gap for you. And it is one of those things, quite honestly, if you're watching this video and forgiveness has been something that you have struggled with and you need prayer in this area. I know we've had the video on the power of prayer. You've watched that, or you're going to watch that in this module. But if this is an area that you're struggling with and you need prayer, I absolutely want you to reach out to us via the email address, which is
rmmtquestion@oneextraordinarymarriage.com.
I'm so glad we have Tony on these videos, you guys, because there are just times when I'm thinking about everything else, and I'm so glad he's got all of that information tucked in his head. But send us an email. Let us pray with you.
Yeah.
Let us pray over you to break that spirit of feeling unworthy, to break that spirit of questioning whether or not your sins really are forgiven, whether or not your mistakes are forgiven. Because I will tell you that in that breakthrough comes transformation for your marriage.
Yep.
It absolutely will take your spiritual intimacy. As you bring forgiveness into the heart of your marriage, as you decide, very much like it says in the Bible, you know, when Jesus was asked, how many times should I forgive my brother? You know, 7 times. And Jesus is like, well, actually, 70 times 7. You know, that's 490. And then, you know, you're thinking, oh my gosh, 490 times? That's for every sin. Right? So you think about just being in that constant and perpetual state of forgiveness. And when that comes into your marriage, the two of you will experience transformation like you have never experienced before.
Yes.
So this week, as you're going through this module, make forgiveness a decision that you make in your marriage, not just to give forgiveness to your spouse, but also to give forgiveness to yourself. And we'll see you on the next video.